Okay, we just had to turn the tape over, and you were telling me about your involvement in the schools.
Yeah. A lot of times, my wife would, she would go to one PTA meeting, and I'd go to another one, so we'd satisfy both schools at a time. And to keep up with nine schools, we were pretty busy. We had them in probably, I can imagine, they were kindergarten at that time, and then we had them in grade school, and then it was some of them in high school, and some in college, and they were all going at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We supported nine schools at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So it went through pretty fast. We were pretty fast. It was only a few years, and it seemed like it was over with.
Right.
So it don't take long. They grow up pretty fast.
Well, okay.
That's one thing I think we should stress on younger people. You think it's a long time. It looks a long time off when they start to school.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a short time. And you can't be far away from them at any one time. You better be pretty close to them as time goes on.
Hmm.
It goes pretty rapidly.
Okay, let me see now. Now you're all active in other organizations or a member of other organizations. I see by your biographical statement you're a member of the KFC.
I'm a member of the KFC.
Still active in KFC?
Not too much. I'm kind of an old timer there too. I kind of wore that out, I guess. Let the young take over. Most of the old guys are died off. Like they're not around anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not too many. But,
yeah.
Oh, there's a few, and I enjoy them.
All right.
But the new fellas, they're different, so we don't. I'm not too active in that anymore either.
How about the Knights of Equity?
Knights of Equity, I'm not at all in that. That was great when I was young. We had a lot of fun in that organization. That was back in Detroit where I had.
That was in Detroit.
Detroit, yeah. Okay. That was a fun organization.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Knights of Equity. Yeah, is it something like KFC?
No, it's kind of like it, but it's. It's an Irish organization.
Ah!
And I'm in Irish. We had a lot of good old... the thing that I was in for were the parties. We had good times. We had good times getting together.
Great. That's great. Now, you also were involved in the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, which is a charitable organization.
Yes, I was involved with that over many years when I was in Ortho, and we did a lot of work. You would think there would be nobody in Narco that had need.
Uh-huh.
But we used to find a lot of people
that was
suffering and needed support and needed many things.
Uh-huh.
And then that was the purpose of St. Vincent Paul, was to help people in need. And so I did that for...
Are they still out here?
Not. I don't think they're active anymore.
Yeah.
No. I don't believe there's anybody in there.
Yeah.
That I know of, but that went for many years, and it was a good organization, and somebody should be on it today. But I kind of wore that out too.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it is, you've done your time, so to speak. And,
Maybe I haven't. Maybe I just think I have.
Well, here you are, still as the President and Chief Executive Officer of the dairy, so of the Guernsey.
Well, this
dairy.
Has been my home, and I like it here, and I have a place to go every day. Not that I do very much, but I it's kind of home.
Keeps you out of mischief.
It's keep, not keep,
keeps
mischief.
You off the streets.
So that's about what I can say for it.
Well, it's certainly been enjoyable. You know, I didn't ask you, is your wife still alive?
My wife is still alive.
Great.
Yeah, she's very active. She goes. I tell you what her big thing is now. And she, maybe we'd call her a babysitter.
Uh-huh.
Because every once in a while, not regularly, and she won't take them if she's got something else to do.
But all right.
They come along and they drop off two or three kids at her house. And then they go shopping or somewhere, and
right.
She watches the kids, and she
right.
enjoys it.
Right.
So it's good.
And, she's in good health.
And she's in good health,
right? Good.
Yeah. So
good. And
you can't hardly get her out of the house. She'd rather stay in her little domicile.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
That's fine. So, certainly has been a pleasure meeting
you. It's been
a
pleasure meeting
you,
and I've enjoyed talking to you. and hopefully you can edit mistakes off.
We're going to
work on it.
Have this tape reproduced and bring it back for you to listen to. And thank you very much.
Oh, thank you too.